Okay, so Chazrin Reisarman Shir for Vasa Bukhala, packet number 12. So the topic of that packet was Achilles Basar Achar Achilles Gevina. Eating Pleishachs after Melchachs. So four short Ha'aras regarding this. Okay? Ha'ara, little topic number one, is that if someone eats Milchiks, and then they want to eat Fleishiks, there are three things that we paskin he has to do. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin there are three things. One is Netzilas Yadayim, because if your hands have the Milchiks on it, you don't want to touch the Fleishiks with the Milchiks hands. And the second is Kinuach, you need to clean out your mouth, and you do that by eating something like bread or, you know, something like that. Not there are certain things you can't do, like tamarim and kemach, and yirakos, but generally you eat something that'll clean out the mouth. And then the third thing is hadacha, which is rinsing out the mouth, and you could do that by drinking something. You drink some water. Those are three things in Tzilas Yadayim, kinuach, and hadacha. We should note the Rambam only has two things. He doesn't have the hadacha, sapeh. Because he learns whenever it talks about hadacha, it means Tzilas Yadayim. He has that as one. So the Rambam only has two, but we pass them in Shulchan Aruch, you need all three. Now let's just talk about Ha'ara about them. Number one, Ha'ara about the Netzilas Yadayim issue. So Shulchan Aruch paskins, that is a very practical chash. You don't want to have milchiks on your hands and then eat pleishiks. So if it's the daytime, you can just look at your hands and see if they're clean. And if they're clean, then you don't need to wash them. At night, when you can't look at your hands because it's dark, right, didn't have some slights. So then you have to do the Sadaim as the precaution.
Who says that, the Rambam?
Shulchan Aruch passes that way. I mean, we saw it in the Meiri, but Lamaisa, in the end of the day, it is quoted in Shulchan Aruch that way, if I'm not mistaken. And so that's one thing. Okay.
Speaking from milchik to fleishik.
What?
Is this only speaking from milchik to fleishik?
Well, after fleishik, so you have to wait. Yeah, you have to wait.
Did we touch on if brushing teeth equals?
We didn't speak about it in shir.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Does it equal one of these? Is it both?
Yeah. I mean, presumably it would be. We didn't speak about it in shir. Presumably, brushing teeth would be probably even better than eating a pretzel.
No, but I was thinking it would do both. I mean, it would be the kinuach and the
Oh, so they do talk about can you like do hadacha and can you, we didn't discuss it in shir, so I don't spend time. But can I dip my thing in
water?
In water and then do both at one time? Okay, but we didn't.
Okay, I'm sure we touched on.
So that was one hard answer today.
At night you have to wash.
Right, because you can't see. I mean, nowadays we have lights.
Okay.
Fine. Let's go back to here. Okay, one other ha'ara here is about the hadacha and the kinuach, and the shach points out that the order is not ma'akev. You don't have to do the kinuach and then the hadacha. If you want to do the hadacha before the kinuach, you want to rinse out or drink your water or wine or whatever it is before the kinuach, that's fine. That's a ha'ara about that. And then one last thing regarding this little section is that what if you drink milk? Let's say you drink milk, you don't eat anything. You don't eat cheese, you drank milk. So that's a liquid. So so there's a machloikis here. So the Bnei HaShulchan quotes the Rashash that says that if you just drank milk, then you just need to do hadacha and you don't need to do kinuach. Because he says the point of kinuach is to clean anything out of your teeth. But you just drank milk, so there's nothing in your teeth.
The hadacha is the rinsing of the mouth.
Right.
So by milk, you would say you should rinse your mouth even if you only drank milk.
Right. I'm saying you just have to rinse. You don't have to... Did I say that the wrong way?
Yeah.
Right. You just have to do the hadacha and not the kinuach. Did I say that? Maybe I mixed up the words. Right. You just have to rinse. You don't have to chew anything because the chewing anything is... to clean your teeth, and your teeth didn't get dirty because it's just a liquid. But he quotes the Isra Heter that says differently that you also need to do kinuach because that helps get the tam out. Okay, Jonathan's calling, but
he's texting me. I'll answer.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. We said kinuach. Kiluach means eating something, and Hadochah means drinking something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Good. So Rashi says you don't have to eat something if you just drank milk, because the eating something cleans the teeth. You don't have to clean the teeth. But the Yisur Heter says no. The eating something goes more than just clean the teeth. It also is motzi the tam out of your mouth. So you still need to be motzi the tam out of your mouth. So that's really a shtekel machlokes and what the kinuach accomplishes. And then afkamina would be: do you need it after you just drink a liquid like milk? Good. So that's like the first.
That's the Bade Ashokha.
Okay. And so the second little section here is, so you eat is, you ate your chalav, you did your kinoach, your hadacha, fine. Now the Shla says, but before you eat your fleishichs, you still need to make sure you make a birchas hamazon, and you wait an hour. Right? Because, remember we learned in the previous year, like the Zohar, you can't have a shatachada and you can't have it in the same meal. So the Shla puts that in, meaning we're all talking about what you need to do, you know, to physically eat something, drink something, but you have to wait your time. However, the Magen Avraham says beferish that you don't need to say Brachas HaMazon. This is in the context of Shavuos, you know, to eating the milk and eating the fleishes. So the Magen Avraham beferish says, not like the Shla.
And you don't have to wait the hour.
That's what he's saying. You don't have to wait the hour. The Shla says you do have to wait the hour. And you need to make a reference to Muslim. Right. And the Magen Avraham is saying, just continue your Suda. Now, the Be'er Mayim Chaim, so he is so convinced of the Zohar that he wants to say that has to be this a toast sofer in the Magen Avraham. He wants to... The Be'er Mayim Chaim wants to claim that there's... It must be that there's a toast sofer in the Magen Avraham. Like, how could he not... how could he not subscribe to that? Okay. Fine. We discuss more of that in the previous year about. Okay. Now
the Shla is also the opinion of the Zohar in this case?
Well, he's probably based on that Zohar. We discussed previously if the Zohar is really the Makor for it or what the Zohar meant. We had the Placey, but that was in the past year. The third little topic that we discussed here was hard cheese. Right? We all know that you eat hard cheese, you have to wait. Like, it's as if you eat fleishchs. Right? You have to wait your 6 hours. So hard cheese is defined by something that was aged for like 6 months. That's the hard cheese. So it's could I
where's that come from?
So where does this come from? This comes from a story quoted about the Maharam Mirotenberg. The Toras Chatas quotes it from the Mordechai, who was a Talmud of the Maharam Mirotenberg. The Maharam Mirotenberg, he says when he was younger, he first would make fun of people that would do this. Right? What are you waiting for milk to play your? But then, it happened to him, he personally had a maisa when he found a piece of cheese in his mouth later, and he said, now I'm starting to do it too. Right? So that's where this comes from. This story with the Maharam Mirotenberg. And, however, it is very important to point out that while the Ramah quotes this Chumrah, and, you know, says it's a good thing to do, it is only a Chumrah. And it's not a Mikra Hazin, it's a Chumrah. And that's why he says, Yish Mekilim, and you shouldn't be Moichev Yaha Mekilim. He says, it's Tov Lahachmir, but it's only a Chumrah, and that's what it is. So you just keep perspective that you shouldn't be Moichev anyone who doesn't do this. I mean, the Maisa, Nosei Kelim even point out some that hold it's a problem to do this. We didn't mention that in Shir, because the Gemara says you should. I mean, we discussed this a little bit earlier in the year, by way, way back.
It's not good to make
chumras. No, right. Is it more like minus? Right. Okay.
Some hold
that's what they call from Marsha. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like Lamaisa, the Rama says in Tov Lahachmir, but the Rama also says Yesh Mekilim and then Limchos, the other. Okay. So that's the third Indian. And the fourth Indian was this also small little topic about the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. This is all in Siman Peites. This is Peites Dalet. Shulchan Aruch Paskins based on Yerushalmi that if you ate, let's say, milchiks, and then you want to eat fleishchs, or vice versa, you shouldn't use the same bread. If there is bread on the table by the milchiks, So then clear that bread off and have different bread when you have fleishchutz. And if you ate fleishchutz and now you want a milchik meal, any bread that was on the table during the fleishchutz meal, take away, use different bread. And the chash is because, practically, it's on the table, and maybe some shuman or some butter or something will get on it, and when you eat it with the other one, you'll have a basar b'chol
issue. Rav Moshe said only by sliced bread, right?
So Rav Moshe, so we had it on, very good. Rav Moshe was, he said, you know, you have to just assess the situation. If, like Chazan Hester said, the sliced bread, so you're right, that was part of the meal, so that take off. Don't. But if there's a whole chunk of bread that wasn't really part of the meal that you put to the side, so there'd be no problem with that. Just practically, there'd be no problem. Yeah.
Part of it also, because I think in times of Gemara, they used hands.
Right.
And so it was more problematic because the shuman or whatever would come.
Same reason you didn't eat tilas yadayim, because it was on your hands. And, right, exactly. So there's definitely more kshashos of that. So Rav Moshe's tara is that, yeah, food that's hanging around during the meal, and it's probably also on the same table, you know. So that you know, avoid. But things that were not cut, like Roy Simon always, I don't know if he ever said this, he always says is, the Sunday morning French toast. That's his, he always says. Can I use my leftover challah from Shabbos for my Sunday morning French toast with milk, right? So the part of the challah that wasn't really part of the meal, he wouldn't be a problem. Okay, that basically was sure. It was packet 12. On to packet 13. A couple of hours here. And this was the topic of knives. Using knives for basar and chol. So, there is a halacha, which many of us are a little bit familiar with. It comes from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Ayin Vav, about sticking the knife in dirt. That does something. You stick the knife in the dirt 10 times, it has to be karka kasha, so you can't stick it in the same spot every time, it's gotta be a different spot. That works. That makes my knife okay for something. What is making my knife okay for? So, the Gemara explains there, in Avodah Zarah, that number one, it's only to now use this knife for cold. You wanna cut something cold. But if you want to use the knife for hot, then you need to really do a hagolah. You know, I use the knife, let's say, for milk, for fleishchutz. And now I want to use it for milchiks. So if the milchiks I want to use now is for cold milchiks, then sticking it in the dirt the 10 times will help. But to use it for hot milchiks, you need to do hagolah. Okay? Because you're not taking off any deep bleas with sticking it in the dirt here. Basically cleaning it, whatever.
Well, then, from hot meat to hot milk?
No, if you're using it, if you used it for
cold meat.
Hot meat. No, let's say whatever, it's a fleishchutz knife.
Right.
So that means it has a blea of fleishchutz in it.
If it was hot.
Right, but now, right. I want to use it for cold dairy.
Right.
So if to use it for cold dairy, it suffices to stick it into the ground the 10 times. In the proper way, in karka kasha, so you can't use the same spot. And that will take off any anything that's karish on, it's like steel wool, you know? It's like a good sponge, you know? It'll clear off anything from the knife. Okay, I don't want to get into it, maybe to take a little bleed, but basically that's what it takes off, the external parts. So that's one important caveat, only to use for tzonim. Okay, that's one. Number two, a second qualification is, we pass them like this in the Mechaber, in Simen Yud, but it comes from a Tosus and Chulin on the Av Chesem and Beis, and that is the halacha that you only need to do this if you're ragil to use it for fleishchutz, right? Or for treif, whatever. But if it's only like a one-time thing, then you don't need to do it the karka kasha, you can just rinse it off and wipe it off. So the case in the Machaber there was, if someone chefs a treif animal, an animal is treif, and now he wants to use this knife for kosher, so you just have to wipe it off. But if he's rogil, he's always shechting treifus with this animal, then he needs to stick it in the dirt. Right? Because then more stuff is going to be caked on. So then you need the dirt. If you use it one time, it's not so much stuff, so you just wipe it off. Now, we do a third thing here, is that this is the machaber.
How how would that be enough? And if the shocking knife is shocking, I mean, it's hot, the very blood is ever considered hot, so just wiping it off is...
Well, again, you're concerned with anything, again, you're only using it for coals. You're only really concerned that anything that's on the knife itself is just going
to
go in by contact.
Oh, okay.
So you're right. If it's used for hot, you need to do gagola. But for cold, so you want to get all the stuff off the knife.
Right.
So if you used it once, so it's
you
probably...
You just need to rinse
it. You just need to clean it off, you know, with a shmata or something, right? Okay. But if it's used on a consistent basis, so things cake on the knife. You know, the knife is much more dirty. You know, they didn't always clean it with, you know, a sponge and soap every time. You know, they probably washed it, you know, rinsed it and wiped it and they had chumen. So that is, and that's quoted as a machaber in some in your day. Okay?
It's not a shafting knife you would want to continue shafting with. I mean, whatever, unless he wants to only now use it for saying.
I'm saying he shafted, this is his trefus. He always shafts his trefus. And now he has a sandwich. And he needs a knife to cut a sandwich.
Right. Okay.
So this is my knife I have. Okay, so I want to use this knife.
Okay.
You know, so a cheese sandwich. Or whatever, my kosher sandwich. He had trefus, now it's kosher. So,
yeah.
So, good. Now, a third prat within this is the Machaber, quoting a Tshuva Sarashba, holds that if I have, let's say, this fleshach knife, right? So, we just said that unless you do an itzah b'karka, you can't cut cheese with it. You can't cut milchiks with it, right? But then, not only can you cut, you can't even cut the bread that you want to eat with the milchiks, with this knife. Okay? Even the pas that you want to, so that's an added chumrah that the Mechaber brings down from the Rashba.
Can you repeat that one more time?
That not only can't you cut the, if you don't, without doing the itzah, the karka, without sticking it in, right, you can't, not only can't you cut the cheese, you can't cut the bread that you can eat with your cheese in your milchak meal. You can't use your fleshach knife to cut that unless you clean it up, right, if it's not cleaned up. Right. We're going to discuss more of another problem than that momentarily, but without doing any cleaning, you can't cut the cheese or anything you're going to eat with the cheese, like the bread. Good? Great. So... Now let's discuss another issue here, related. Is doing ni'itza, is that a din l'chatzchila or a din b'di'evet? So the Yam Shal Shlomo, the Marshal, he paskins that it's a din b'di'evet. L'chatzchila, you shouldn't say, oh, I want to use this for my milchik, for my kosher, I'll do ni'itza and then use it.
Who is this?
The Yam Shal Shlomo.
Marshal.
Only if you did it, and now you want to get it back to the, you know, the guy is a fleishach knife, and now he accidentally used it for milchiks, right? And now he wants to go back to fleishach, so now, do you need to bakarka to get it back to where you want it to be? But l'chatchila, don't say, oh, my fleishach knife, I'll do ni'itza, and then cut my milchiks with it. That's the shita of the marshal. Okay? So, let's put that on the side. Now, remember I just said that the Machaber said from the Tshuva Sarashba that if you have a fleshach knife and you don't clean it at all, so you can't cut cheese with it, and you can't even cut the bread that you're going to eat with the cheese with it, right?
You bring this back to me, according to the Marshal. You can use it for hot even if you do nitzah?
Yeah, I mean, you only use it for cold. For cold.
You only use it for cold. That's
for cold thing, right. This is not taking out big bleeds over here. This is basically taking out more surface. Okay. I mean, as an aside, there is a sefer Madan Yashar who talks more befrat about what needs accomplishes, maybe the Machlokas in Poskim, but basically for our purposes is taking off the surface stuff. So now, remember I just said that halacha of the Machaber from the Tshuva Sarashba, right? Good. So now, on that halacha, when the Machaber just said, not only can't you cut the cheese? You can't even cut the bread with the cheese. So the Ramah says, but Ali Dei Ni'itza B'Karko, it's shari, it's okay. If you stick the knife in the ground 10 times, then then it's shari, then it's okay.
Even according to the Rashba.
Right, and he's adding on. This is the Ramah saying. Now, what is shari? Okay, the Ramah said this on shari. So now we have a machlokes between the Taz and the Shach as to what the Ramah means. So the Taz learns that when the Ramah said, if you do me'itza, it's shari to even cut the cheese. Right? To cut the bread, I don't need to do me'itza, just wipe it off. But to cut the cheese, I would need to do me'itza.
So the Taz.
The Shach says no. When the Ramah says, Ali needs a shari, what he means is shari to cut the bread. But not the cheese. It's shari to cut the bread. Okay? And shari to cut the bread, and that would be even the chatzilo. Right? As the Shach and Pri Chadosh point out, that's the chatzilo. You could do it in the itza, you could cut the bread. Not like the Marshal. The Marshal says only with the Eved. They're saying it's not b'di evid.
The Taz is also saying l'chatzilo.
Right, l'chora.
So the Taz would say that it's even permitted to cut the cheese itself,
cut the cheese.
Even l'chatzilo.
I think we said that. That's in my understanding, at least. Because shari sounds like l'chatzilo. I mean, so that's why I think.
So the Shach was just adding that the Minig Yisrael still is to have separate
necks. We'll talk about the separate knives in a little bit. That's quoting the Marshal. I mean, the Shach quotes the Marshal, who says b'dieved. He argues on that Marshal, which I quoted before. But I don't. We'll do talk about the knives only. I just think it makes sense to do that. Not yet.
Right now, we're just talking about the Marshal and the Machlekes.
Right.
Shach and Taz and
the Marshal. Right. The Marshal who says b'dieved, and then the Shach and Taz who are in the Lachatzchila land, but Lachatzchila for what? Cheese or bread? Good. So let's move on. And now, the next Indian here is that there is a Gemara in Chulin which says that if Basar and Cholov touch each other, okay, they're cold, they touch each other. I'm not talking about hot, right? They touch each other. So you have to wash them off, wash it off, because, you know, maybe. You know, there's some of the milk.
Some of the
end got on the thing. So what we pass in is like this. So the Rashba quotes the Baal HaItter, and this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Tzadi Aleph, that he says that by Basar, L'chatzchila, you should not try to make sure that L'chatzchila, the Basar and Chala, Basar and cheese don't touch each other. Okay? But that's only by cooked meat. Because if it's already cooked with the zechshash, they touch and they're going to eat it. And then there'll be some maybe milchiks on the meat. But if it's raw meat, so it's the darko to anyway rinse it off. So since it's the darko to rinse it off anyway, there's no shash that you're going to forget to rinse it off because it's built in. You always rinse off raw meat. So then it wouldn't be a problem to make sure they don't touch.
Who says this?
This is, well, it's the Rashba quotes the Baal HaItter, but it's quoted in the Machaber in Siman Tzadi Aleph. In Siman Tzadi Aleph. I think what in the beginning there, what is Tzadi Aleph Aleph, I think. Good. So that's another issue. Okay. So we spoke about the knives and the Chatzilu V'Yevet, and we spoke about touching, and now a third issue. What?
Just because you don't forget to rinse the meat, but you still might forget to rinse the cheese, why are you going to rinse the cheese? Okay, I mean the point is that anything which is derech lahadiach, you're right, the point well taken, anything which is derech lahadiach, it's not a chash. Right. If it's something which is not derech lahadiach, then it's right. So whatever the case would be, you know what I'm saying. Right. I'm just trying to think that there even is a, that, you're right, it's a good point. I mean you have to think about the other thing too. Correct. Right, okay. So
but the yesod hadavar is that as long as built in,
yeah,
then you're not talking about it. Okay. And then another halacha over here is that in the Gemara Chulin and Kofir Aleph is a halacha that if you do malicha on basar, so you're salting the meat in a kli, and the kli, let's say, doesn't have holes in it, so the blood is going to sit there. So we hold that that has a status like heat, malich groseach. There's going to be some bleas in that plate, in that kara. Okay, so...
Kovir.
Right, right, Meliach. So you can't use that kli for now hat milchiks, because, I mean, well, not only that, you can't use the kli at all. Avichai Gemara even says they broke the kli. You can't use the kli for anything, right? So because it has a bliya of
blood.
Yeah, of the blood in there. So the Ran asks, why do I have to break the kli? Like Gemara has a story, they broke the kli. Why do I have to break the kli? Why is the halacha? I can't be mishamish with it at all. Let me mishamish it with Sony. Let me put cold things in there, and then afterward, it's no bliyas. It's just cold things. So why can't I use it for cold things? Why do I have to break the kli? Why do I have to kasher the kli? You know, if it's cheres, you have to break it. You can't kasher it.
He says this.
That's the Ran's question. And the Ran says, because it's a gzera, right? That we're afraid that if you use it for tzoning, guess what? You're going to end up using it for chamin, for ha. So they made a gzera like that. So, and here's what we have. Maybe some of us have heard this. The Shulchan Aruch and Chaf Aleph, I believe it is. There the Rambam says, but if it's as, but for arai, it's mutter. If you only use it like, you just can't use it for cold on a consistent basis. But like once in a while, that'd be okay, because if you're only using it, you know, infrequently like that, there's no chashah you're going to end up using it for hot.
Shulchan Aruch where again?
Kufaf Aleph.
That would be eating the cereal in the hotel.
Right, you just can't be have it the kriyas, right?
What this?
Kriyas. You can't use this kli the kriyas. If you use it the kriyas, since you're always using it,
the kli that
you had the malicha in.
Right,
the treif kli.
Right.
You can't use the treif kli. When we say you can't use the treif kli of itzoni, that means to be koveya to use it itzoni, because if you're using it all the time, inevitably one time it's likely you'll use it for chaman, for heat. But if it's only a rai b'alma. If it's a Raiba Alma, then you can. Good? We're good? Raiba Alma is good. Because then, there's a much less chash that you will be, that you'll accidentally use it for heat. Okay, last point here. Well, sort of the last point. And that is, you mentioned before, there is a minig. The Marashah quotes the minig that it's a minig Yisrael that we have two knives. And it's hard for us at our day and age to imagine. Right. A fleshach knife and a milchach knife. And the medaktikim would have three knives. They'd have one for milchach and fleshachs and one for pas. You know, they didn't have like sets and sets of cutlery like we have this manazah. You know, they had, you know, a yid had two knives, you know, and they even said, and you'd make a scratch on the cholov so you'd know, charitze cholov is the simon, right? You know, so you'd know because they're the same. Now we have patterns and patterns on it. It's no... I think that was the Marshal, the Alfred Shlomo points it out. So once we're talking about this minug, you know, that we have, which Bizman Azeh, it's, we have many, many cutlery, but let's talk about what is the halacha? Am I allowed to switch kalim from milchiks to fleishiks, or vice versa? So, the Magen Avraham, he says that there's a minig that you shouldn't change your kelim from basr to cholov. The basr kelim should be basr, cholov kelim should be cholov, and don't every time you want to eat, you know, oh, I'll kasher it and use it for the other, I'll kasher it and use it back. This is the Magen Avraham. So he says that's a minig. That's a minig we have for obvious reasons, you know. It's very easy to make a mistake if you constantly have one set, you're just kashering it. So the meaning is milchiks to milchiks, fleishiks to fleishiks. Derech Agav, that everyone holds this meaning. The Aruch HaShulchan says that you can't just make up a halacha like this. But the Magen Avraham has this meaning. So in the post when we talk about this minhag, they talk about different situations where how can I change from one to the other if I want to. So the Prima Gadim has two Ofanim over here. One is that while it's true you can't kasher from milchiks and use it for fleishiks, but if you're kashering it anyway for Pesach, so now you're like in, now it's neutral.
Yeah.
It's neutral now, but you kashered it not because I want to go to fleishiks or milchiks. I kashered because I want it for Pesach. I'm not a kasher for Pesach. So now, once it's already kashered, I could use it, I could designate it for the other thing if I want to use it for the other, for, you know, the other one, b'kviyah. So I have a fleishach knife, a kasher for Pesach, and now I want to be koveilus for milchiks, that I could do. Likewise, is another suggestion that you could kasher it and
wait a few months.
Meaning, first make a treif. And after you make a treif, now kasher it. Because now I'm kashering it because it's a treif. So now once I kasher it, after I treif it up, now it's neutral, so now I can use it for the other thing.
You can just make something treif.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you're not like making muscle call if you're just, you know, put my, I don't know, my knife over some hot treif. So now I treif it up. So now I'm a male, I have to kasher it. So now I'll be mashana to the other.
We'll go by
it.
Actually,
yeah,
go
so that, okay, one more thing, and then we'll make it up, okay? And one more thing is the Marsham. He says a different suggestion. You know, let's say I have something that's Sleishuk, kasher it to Parav. And use it for Parav. And then after it's using it for Parav, now you want to be Kobayat for Milchuks, you could do that. As long as you have that, like, in-between stage, you didn't go from Sleishuk to Milchuks, so you're okay. Also, he says it's Mutter if you wait, if you don't want to put it aside and not use it for 12 months, you know, so it's a good old 12-month thing, which we've spoken about in the past. That'll also be a good enough hefsek, so you won't.
Again, the original reason for the minhag was that we don't want people to get finished.
I think so. That's what Simon says.
Even though at Eli's there was already a minhag to have a sign.
Right. So that's why I brought in. But let's say I have this knife now. I want to use it now. I want to be koveya this for my milchuk knife now. Yeah, I got a new knife, and now I have my fleisha, so I want to use my fleisha. Yeah. Use the new one for fleisha, and I'll take this fleisha one. Fleisha one, use it for milk. So constantly changing back and forth is just kind of asking for an error.